Well, what's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Donovan Sharp was double vaxxed, and yet he still got Scamarona. Now, I do apologize about showing you the road. It's dark in the car, so if I was to point this video at me, all you're going to see is black. So might as well have you see the dashboard and, you know, driving across South Florida, small town, USA. So, Donovan Sharp was double vaxxed. He recently came out of the hospital. He had a really bad case of Scamarona where his oxygen levels kind of went down. He felt as if he was gonna die. And, you know, thank God he's out and about. And according to his doctor, he's gonna make a full recovery. Now, right off the bat, guys, coronavirus is real. COVID is a hoax. The fact that there's a killer virus out there that's supposed to kill people left and right, that is a lie. Now, here's the deal. Fauci paid the Chinese several million dollars to mutate coronavirus into actually a deadly virus. Now, as we all know by now, a good Samaritan working at the Wuhan lab, he let the virus out early before it can actually become deadly, and he is the guy who broke the story first. He was a Chinese guy working at the Wuhan lab, and guess what happened to him? The Communist Chinese Party murdered him. So we pray that this guy, you know, finds peace in the hereafter, because he did save humanity from a great, great evil. So, coronavirus, as you guys should know by now, is where the common cold comes from. The Communist Chinese Party, they tried to mutate this virus under the command of Fauci. And just to let you guys know, Fauci started working on mutating the coronavirus under Obama. Here's what you guys have to understand. Here in America, we can't have biological warfare, right? Biological weaponry. Word up is that here in America, we're not allowed to, like, make bio-warfare chemical weapons. You know, that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. So Fauci, under the command of Obama, he went over to China to turn the coronavirus into a lethal weapon by mutating coronavirus. And again, thank God to the good Samaritan, he let coronavirus out of the lab early, and coronavirus pretty much turned into a wet fart, like TFM would say. Now, I myself had coronavirus last month. I told you guys it was pretty bad. It was only bad for 2 days. By that, I mean I had a fever of like 102, almost 103. For 2 days, I was in bed. I was going to the bathroom, I did throw up once. And I couldn't eat. I actually, all in all, coronavirus affected me really, really bad for like, I would say 8 days, okay? 8 days, 3 days before it got really bad, then another maybe 2 or 3 days after it was over. So I had 3 days to start with. Then I had 2 days, it was really bad, and then another 3 days before I could, you know, go out and about. So I had a really bad case of Scamarona for like 8 days, you know, you can say a week or a little over a week. Now, I didn't go to the hospital, even though there were times where like I gotta go to the hospital, but I said no. Why? Because my Egyptian cousin, she's older than me by a couple of years, probably like 43, 44. However, she is morbidly obese. When she went to the hospital in Egypt, they put her on a ventilator and they killed her. So this is why I don't go to the hospital. I advise you guys out there, don't go to the hospital, because if you're unvaccinated, they're probably trying to kill you just so they can bring up the Scamarona death numbers and say, oh, look, the people who are unvaccinated, they're dying. Now, according to Donovan Sharp, on behalf of his doctor, the Scamarona vaccine does not give you immunity. Let me repeat that. The Scamarona vaccine does not make you immune to coronavirus. It's supposed to make you, like, not die. Well, guess what, guys? I'm unvaccinated, and as you guys can see, I'm alive and well, thank God. So there is nothing, and I mean nothing, the Scamarona vaccine can do for you that your God-given immune system can't do for you. So the bottom line, guys, here is that masks don't work. You know, Donovan Sharp said, I mask up, I washed my hands, you know, I followed the mainstream media, I did everything they told me, yet I still got a bad case of Scamarona. And that's because masks don't work, vaccines don't work. Donovan Sharp and hundreds of thousands of people like him are proof that masks and vaccines don't work. The lie the media is trying to say now is that, well, it's supposed to lessen your pain with Scamarona. Bull fucking shit. There are tens of millions of people like me, Amar Metwali, who caught Scamarona. Most people didn't even know they had it. And if they had it, you know, moderately as bad as I did, you know, they're alive and well. And, you know, my immune, I feel great, guys, you know. I have to admit, for a month, I felt a little bit fatigue, a little bit brain dead. Not brain dead, but brain fog. I actually have not been to the gym, you know, for a little bit over a month since I got Scamarona. I plan on going back tomorrow, God willing. Then again, as you guys know, I was super busy with MGTOW TV. So maybe that was the reason it kept me from going back to the gym. I was supposed to go back to the gym as early as about 2 weeks ago, but I was super busy with MGTOW TV. Then I hopped in a car, this car, and I went all over the southeastern USA. So I should have gone to the gym probably as far back as 10 days, maybe 2 weeks ago. So kind of blaming Scamarona for me not going to the gym for a month is probably not right of me. But this just goes to show you guys that, yes, coronavirus is real. Yes, this version of coronavirus that was mutated to be a bioweapon under the command of Obama, it is a little bit more uppity than your typical cold or flu. But for the vast majority of us, it's not that bad at all. And again, guys, the bottom line that I cannot stress enough here is that vaccines don't work. Masks don't work, and if you're unvaccinated, you get coronavirus, don't go to the hospital. Now, I'm not a doctor. If your oxygen is going down, you know, if you're old, if you're like really old, shit like that, you know, you got water in your lungs, yeah, you should go to the hospital. But if you're relatively young, you're healthy, you have a good immune system, you know you have a good immune system, don't go to the hospital. You know, when it gets bad, give it a day or two to ride it out, see what happens, you know. My fever went up to like 103 at one time, but then after that, it came down to like 100, then 99, then it went up to like 101. So pretty much my fever, it was on a roller coaster for about 2 days, and then on day number two, later on, and by the end of day number two, it went down to like under 100, and then after that, it became okay. So, and here's the thing, guys, I tested positive for Corona, then it got really bad for 2 days. Then a day after that, I tested again for Scamarona. It was gone. So from the time I tested positive until the time I tested negative was only like 4 days. So this just goes to show you guys that coronavirus could be in you. You just don't know it. And then by the time it's gone, you'd be well. So like I said, guys, I probably had Scamarona all in all for like 7 or 8 days. before it went away. Like I said, it kind of like beat me up. It kept me in bed. But overall, a lot like Joe Rogan, keep your immune system healthy. I didn't take ivermectin or any of that stuff. I just took over-the-counter stuff, you know, like vitamin C, cough medicine, stuff that you get from over-the-counter guys to keep your immune system strong. So that was a big plus. I couldn't eat. I didn't feel like eating. I felt like throwing up most of the time. I actually lost 13 pounds. Very happy with that. I went down from like 265 to like 252, 253. And then I said to myself, shit, if I got down this far, let's see how low I can go. So I'm actually down to like 250 now, thanks to Scamarona. You see, my problem is that when I eat 100%. When my stomach is full 100%. You know, if you guys can eat to where your stomach is full like 75-80%, and you just go away for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, your body would be like, yeah, I'm not hungry anymore. So I'm kind of like tricking my body or my brain into feeling like I'm full. And again, if you like eat 75 to 80%, coincidentally, the Islamic religion tells us never ever eat until your stomach is full. Eat until your stomach is, you know, begins to feel full, which is like 75 to 80%. And stop after that. So should have followed. You know, if I followed the religion and I didn't eat until I was 100% full, I'd probably be weighing like 220, 225 right now. So I want to go down to like 220, 225. If I can lose like 24, 25 more pounds, I'd be happy. So that's my goal, guys. Lose 24, 25 more pounds. You know, maybe put on a little bit more muscle. That would be perfect for me. But I would like to thank Scamarona for helping me get on my fat loss journey. So, bottom line here, guys. I know this is a quick video by my standards. The bottom line, masks don't work. Social distancing definitely doesn't work. The Scamarona vaccine doesn't work. There is absolutely, positively, without a doubt, nothing that masks and vaccines can do that your God-given immune system cannot do. And again, guys, if you're unvaccinated, you are moderately healthy and young to begin with, meaning you're not fucking 90, and you get Scamarona, you know, before you go to the hospital, give it a day or two. Even though you might see your fever going up to as far as 103, give it a day or two before you decide to go to the hospital, because you never know what they might do to you in the hospital. They might put you on a ventilator and end up killing you. This is one of the main reasons why I didn't go to the hospital, even though I felt like going to the hospital. You know, a lot of people, when they get Scamarona, they tend to get scared and they're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. The chances of me are dying. But again, guys, Scamarona has a 99.6% chance of survival. That's number one. So, you know, you're not gonna die unless, you know, you're morbidly obese and shit like that. And again, they killed my cousin in Egypt by putting her on a ventilator. So you never know what they do to you in the hospital, guys. I would rather die in my bed than die in a hospital. That's really the bottom fucking line here. So that's my video for today. I hope you guys like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.